Hello, I'm Father Richard Jacob, coming to you from the Shrine of St. Anthony here in Ellicott City, Maryland. And as you can see, we have escaped the cloister. We are outside. It's the most beautiful day that we've had yet in 2021. And I feel like Sister Maria in The Sound of Music telling Mother Superior that, oh, Mother, the hills, the flowers, they were calling to me. I had to get outside. So today I had to get outside to present my message to you concerning the fourth Sunday of Lent. This fourth Sunday of Lent, sometimes called Laetare Sunday, it gets its name from the first two words, or the first word of the entrance antiphon, Laetare Jerusalem, rejoice Jerusalem. Because this fourth Sunday of Lent marks what we would call the midpoint of our Lenten journey. And from Sunday of Laetare Sunday, it's 21 days to Easter, 3 weeks. Lent is going by very fast. Didn't seem that way at first, but it is now. And what sets Laetare Sunday apart from the other Lenten days, and especially Sundays, is because of the choice of the vestment of the celebrant that day. They are given the option to wear a rose-colored vestment. Now, don't say it's pink unless you want to insult your pastor or tease him, but they're a rose-colored vestment. Just to mark that turning point, rejoicing. In the season of Advent, we also have a rose-colored vestment and a rose candle on the third Sunday of Advent. On that day, it's called Gaudete Sunday, because that too is another form of rejoicing. I always remember that Laetare goes with Lent, L, and Advent with Gaudete Sunday. That's how I remember it. And this Sunday in particular, if we're not doing the scrutinies or anything of that sort, the gospel is from the Gospel of John, the story of Nicodemus. And if you pay attention to the Nicodemus character in John's gospel, Nicodemus is a member of the teachers, the Sanhedrin, but he comes to Jesus at night. He's somewhat afraid for the others to see the beginning of his faith, his trust in Jesus. He doesn't really express it in the light of day. He's still somewhat tentative in his faith expression. Yet at one point in the gospel, we also see Nicodemus trying to stand up for Jesus, to not judge him too harshly or rashly. And later in the Gospel of John, we hear that it is Nicodemus who brings in the what we would call the embalming tones, the balms to dress the body of Jesus at his death with an exorbitant amount of oil and balm. So much so, it's almost like a royal burial for Jesus. Yet, with Nicodemus, we never see his transformation into the light. His story is yet untold. It doesn't say whether he's a true believer, a believer that stands up forthrightly after the resurrection. He's still a mysterious figure for us. But let's look to ourselves. We're halfway through the season, and are we like Nicodemus? Are we coming to Jesus at night, secretly, not letting anyone know that we are a believer, firm in our faith, guided by our faith, motivated by our faith? Through our commitments, through prayer, fasting, almsgiving, and our daily journey of deepening our commitment to the life of faith, to a life of virtue of God, then we should be ready to emerge from the tomb of the night at Easter day, so that we will be easily able to proclaim, once again, renew our baptismal promises and say, I believe in God the Father, I believe in God the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, and faithfully bless ourselves once again with that water that's sprinkled upon us, renewing our baptismal faith. We come together on this fourth Sunday, thankful that we have been given so much. Yet we fear that we will remain in the dark. But ask the Lord Jesus to call you forward. Awake from your slumber, arise from your sleep. The people in darkness have seen a great light, and that is the light of Christ's love, shining forth on the cross for you and for me, and rising again on Easter Sunday, promising us new and eternal life. God bless you, and stay well and safe. And don't forget, continue to have social distancing and wear a mask when you're out in public. God love you.